It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Stellar WP. Check out stellarwp.com for all of their WordPress plugins like Learn Dash, themes like Cadence, and all of their open WordPress job listings. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. One day late and a dollar short. I don't know about that. News! WordPress 6.0 Beta 2 is now available for testing. The call continues to be made for testers, and if you would like to contribute to this cycle, jump over to make.wordpress.org. The WordPress Performance Group has a stable release of their plugin. The Performance Lab plugin is a collection of modules focused on enhancing performance of your site. This plugin allows you to enable and test the modules before they become available in WordPress Core. Other news from the WordPress Performance team, the WebP by default proposal is currently on hold after the community voiced critical feedback and significant technical concerns. Over on make.wordpress.org, FiveFan launched a separator block with an icon option. Justin Tadlock covers the options of his plugin in his article over on the WP Tavern. From our contributors and producers, open source Calendly rival Cal.com has raised $25 million in a Series A round of funding and launched what it calls an app store for time, so developers can build their own apps on top of Cal.com's scheduling infrastructure. Google Analytics Universal Analytics will be sunsetted, thank God, on July 1st, 2023. Google is providing a conversion migration tool for Google Analytics 4. Search Engine Land covers how you can convert your goals without having to recreate them. Rob Howard shared his opinion on paying WordCamp speakers over on his Master WP publication, and I quote, "Paying for speakers, lodging, and airfare is a cost that could be recouped through sponsorships from Automattic and other large companies that are bringing in millions of dollars in annual revenue while riding on the good name of WordPress open source community," end quote. With all of the changes being made to WordPress Core, many of our listeners may want some ideas on how they should build their next WordPress project. Eric Karkovac has an article on the WP Minute. When considering early adoption or sticking out with your legacy business, this article is definitely worth giving it a read. Why are the WordPress.org Make blog emails now branded with a Jetpack logo and powered by Jetpack, asks Tom Nowell over on Twitter. See this link for the track ticket on the source. Privacy-focused Brave wants to de-amp the web. The browser team announced that Brave will skip AMP-rendered web pages and direct the visitor to the original de-amped page. Next up, the Creator Clock Minute by Joe Casabona and the Learn WP Minute by Hawa Abashaya.
Hi, it's Hawa Abashaya from the Make Training Team here with your Learn WordPress Minute. It's been a while since my last update, so this will take more than a minute. First up, we set up GitHub projects for the Learn WordPress repo. We streamlined our processes and migrated from Trello to GitHub to help us better track and manage team contributions. You will find content development, site development, and team administration tasks within the Learn projects repo. Next are demo sites for Learn WordPress users. Live WordPress demo sites are now available on Learn WordPress thanks to WP Sandbox. Learners taking a course on Learn can now spin up a fully functional site. You can read more about it on the Make Training Team blog. The Faculty Program. This dedicated volunteer program for the training team will be launched soon and will broadly consist of content creators, editors, subject matter experts, and administrators. Visit the Make Training Team blog for more information. Finally, WordPress 6.0. We have identified a number of existing lesson plans and workshops that need to be revised, as well as the new features coming to 6.0. For the full list, check out our Learn Content Development Project Board on GitHub. If you're interested in helping create content, leave a comment on the GitHub issue. Check out learn.wordpress.org and visit the links in the show notes for more information.
Hey everybody, Joe Casabona here, and you are on the Creator Clock. Today, I want to talk about creators accepting payments online. Now, if you're a WordPress savvy user, you might be thinking, yeah, I'll just use EDD or WooCommerce or WP Simple Pay. WP Simple Pay is the one I recommend if you need simple buttons. But there are other ways, non-WordPress ways, that might be easier for you to accept payment. One is if you use ConvertKit as your email service provider, they have products for both subscription and single payment built right right in to their free account. So for no money at all besides the credit card fee, you can start accepting payments with ConvertKit. You can also use a service like Card, CARRD.co, where you can build a full landing page. And then for $19 a year, which includes 10 landing pages, you can include Stripe integration. So I would encourage you, if you just need to set up a quick landing page or quick payment button, to look at all of the options, not just necessarily the WordPress options. And again, WP Simple Pay is a pretty good, very simple option. That's it for the Creator Clock. If you want to learn more about me, you can head over to casabona.org, or you can continue the conversation over at jcasabona on Twitter.
Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today, Daniel Schutzsmith, John Locke, and Eric Karkovac. Thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in to your favorite 5 minutes of WordPress news every Wednesday, but today's Thursday. Sorry about that. You can support independent content like this by purchasing us a digital copy at buymeacoffee.com/mattreport for as little as $5, or join the Link Squad membership for $79 a year to support the show and become a producer at the WP Minute. Go to buymeacoffee.com/mattreport. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it wherever you do social media. Please share it wherever you do social media and jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.